Hi, this is Dan Gilvezan, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Nobody would listen to an uncharismatic bore like you.
You are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron. Joining me on this episode is TFG1 Mike. Roll out.
That's it. That's right. That's later.
I am Optimus Prime. Transform and roll out.
Yep.
Speaking of roll out, Transformers 1 trailer.
Yep. There was only one moment in the trailer where I actually heard Chris Hemsworth's actual, his regular voice. And that was close to one of the end scenes. I forget which one it is. But the whole time, I'm like, okay, he's a pretty good Orion Pax. I can't stand him in real life as far as most of his acting, but he's a pretty good Orion Pax for this animation style, for whatever the story is going to be. And we know it's going to be an origin story, obviously. But I liked the trailer. Not enough to see it in theaters. I will wait till it hits digital.
I concur, to be honest. I'm not in love with this film. I mean, one, they're making it like they're trying to make it a buddy cop thing, which I'm not excited about. And on top of it, I don't like the rewriting of the origin. Like, I preferred, like, Bumblebee's nowhere, you know, shouldn't be anywhere near this. Megatron is, you know, more of a worker bot or gladiator or however you want to do it. And then now they've kind of stripped him down as like, oh, I'm hanging out with Orion Pax. And then they throw the little jab in the trailer about jetpacks. And he's like, remind me to kill you later, if you know. And he's like, I'll hold you to that. Like, and I'm like, okay, so they just subtly drop that, you know, Prime and Megatron are going to be mortal enemies later, even though we kind of already know that.
We kind of already know that, yeah.
I think it's entertaining to... They didn't change Alita 1 to Ariel.
No.
They didn't do Dion, who would become... there's debate. Like, I used to think it was, like, Ironhide, because he's old. But a lot of people were like, oh, that would be Ultra Magnus.
Yeah.
You know, because he would have been fashioned right after Prime and, you know, given a little bit more to do. So...
Yeah. Like I said, I like the way it looks. I am interested to see what the story is, but again, I don't think this is for us. Does it have plenty of Transformers references in it? Absolutely. I like the idea of them not because of the... And the class system kind of came from the IDW comics. Some of the other stuff came from other things. The only thing, because I wanted to go into this recording cold, the only video or other person's opinion I watched of this was Proto Man's, because I wanted to see what he was going to point out as far as the references and things like that. Like I said, I'm interested. I'm not interested enough to go out and find a theater to watch this in. I will say, like I said before, there's only one point where I actually heard Hemsworth's actual, his real voice that he uses all the time, obviously. Like, I like, in the beginning, it's an Orion Pax voice. It's a cool Orion Pax voice. I like how he changed up his voice for this character. I think that's cool. I think Brian Tyree Henry does a good Megatron. Alita is great. It doesn't matter if she's Ariel or not. I think that's super cool. I love this aspect of they've never been to the surface of Cybertron. I think that is super cool. And then when they get there, they're like, ooh, God. Like, okay. And we do know that even though this is an origin story, I've seen news articles, so I know that we are going to get Peter Cullen as Optimus Prime once Orion Pax becomes Optimus Prime in this movie.
I've also seen where he's coached Chris Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm. That is very cool.
To do Optimus Prime.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
there were several character posters, one for B, one for Alita, one for Megatron, one for Optimus. Those are pretty cool. But I love the theatrical poster. Transformers 1 movie poster revealed. I love this. This looks really cool. And I love the Transformers 1 text. I love the way that looks. Golden disc a little bit. Where the one is. Because if you look at the one, it's got all the hieroglyphics and...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really, really dig that. I think that's great. And I love how, because they call, so Orion Pax is Orion Pax, but Megatron is D16, which is some reference. I forget what reference it is. It's something to do with his toy number or something or other. I forget. I love how he has yellow eyes, and I'm wondering if his eyes are going to change once we get past the whole origin of the bots and the all that. I think Bumblebee looks better with his battle mask on versus it off. I don't like Bumblebee. I don't like the way his whole face is. Like, I don't know, it just looks weird. What about you? Overall thoughts?
I don't mind most of what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not particularly a fan of how it's turning out, but... I mean, again, it's not for me.
Yeah.
So. I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what else they do with the stuff, with the movie, and with the, oh my God, here come the toys. So we've got, I am not going to read through all these listings. You can find it on TFW2005.com, folks. Transformers 1 mainline toys revealed. This was April 18th of this year, and we have more battle masks for kids. So there's that. So if you want your kid to dress up as Bumblebee for Halloween, you've got a battle mask and Optimus Prime one as well. What do you think of the little mini things, whatever they're calling them, TF1, the Mega Changers, Bumblebee, Megatron, Starscream, and, Alpha Trion?
And Optimus. Yeah, they're gonna have Alpha Trion.
Hmm, cool.
He's gonna be a beast.
Yes, I see that.
Yeah. Lawrence Fishburne.
Good voice for the character.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of these, though? The little... what the hell are they called? Mega Changers.
I hate the gimmick. I hate gimmicks.
Really? I know you. I hate gimmicks around here, but...
I absolutely hate gimmicks in toys. So,
I think the Megatron one looks really cool, though. I don't know. It's not something I'm going to buy, but I think it looks really cool.
Yeah. Like I said, I can kind of see it, but...
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. And then we have, after that, we have the, switching over to the expensive stuff, folks. We have the hot pre-orders as of April 17th, so I'm kind of going back in time with this, but the MP60 Jinrai and MPG-09 Super Jinrai. Finally, pricing, folks, and I don't know what other stores are going to have, but if I'm getting either one of these, I'm going to be buying it from Big Bad Toy Store. The Masterpiece MP60 Jinrai is $160. It will be available January of next year under BBTS. The Super Jinrai is $280, and it will be available the same time frame, January of next year. And I think for me, if I was going to get this, I would be getting the Super Jinrai. I'm thinking.
Because it literally
has everything. It's got his trailer. It's got all the parts. It's Power Master Optimus Prime. The other one is just the other one. in my eyes, I guess. Yeah, the regular one that's $160 is just... it's just the cab. Yeah, so why spend $160, folks, on just the cab? Well, you can spend $280 and get everything. That's more logical to me when it comes to stuff like this, especially someone like me who had the original Power Master Optimus Prime as a kid. And I would want the everything to go with it. So I guess I can understand why some people out there may only want the cab. But it kind of defeats the purpose of the Power Master. Because you only have the cab. I don't know. Any other thoughts on... Jinrai here?
I would love to get my hands on one, but it's just not doable.
Yeah.
Very pricey, and yeah.
But I'm absolutely loving that. I think that's super cool. Very, very fun. Very, very awesome. And then it's almost going to be a quick episode, folks. I mean, we can still talk about other stuff, too. But we got a bunch of comic stuff to talk about, because right now, for me, Transformers is all about the comics. And we've got the Skybound Transformers National Library Card Sign-Up Month bookmarks and poster. Skybound, Hasbro, and the American Library Association, ALA, joined forces for National Library Card Sign-Up Month. We love the energy of the Transformers franchise, and we're excited for this collaboration with Skybound and Hasbro to encourage kids, both young and old, to roll out to their libraries and get their library cards during National Library Card Sign-Up Month. Oh, that is a mouthful. In September, said ALA President Emily Drabinski. Score your bookmarks and poster at the ALA store today and then sound off. Celebration of the 40th anniversary of the beloved Transformers franchise, marking 40 years, one legacy, new comic book and graphic novel collections based on the Transformers series will be released from Skybound and Image Comics throughout the year. A new graphic novel compendium series collecting the landmark Transformers series from Marvel Comics will launch fall of 2024. So if you want your Marvel comics back, Steve, you're probably going to have to pay a hefty price, because graphic novel compendium to me is like all issues in one giant hardcover.
Yeah.
Whether you're upgrading your skills, scouting for knowledge and information, or connecting with other heroic readers, a library card is your key to the arsenal of resources. Spark your creativity as a builder or programmer by tinkering in your library's makerspace, whatever. So yeah, but I love that they're doing this, and I love that poster. Those posters are cool. That is really cool. That is very fun. That's awesome that they're doing that, and I think that's great, because it's just going to promote reading to everybody. Which,
well, I remember back in the day when we had stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember a distinctly Star Trek one.
Yep.
In my library growing up. And it was like something about reading. And then, you know, you had Kirk and his crew, you know, kind of like the old Got Milk stuff that would show up everywhere.
Oh,
So
absolutely. And right now, folks, you can go on over to Amazon and pre-order your either paperback or Kindle copy of Skybound Entertainment Under Image Comics Transformers Volume 1, Robots in Disguise, which collects issues 1 through 6 of the new series. And while you're over there doing that, Volume 2 is slated for pre-order, and it's due out November 26th of this year. That pre-order is that one feature. This is The Fate of Two Worlds, a new era for the Transformers continues here. And let's, I'm trying to see, I think, what is this collecting? It's 7 to 12? Maybe? Huh. It does not say. But anyway, very, very awesome. And so Volume 1 is Robots in Disguise. That's what the subtitle for Volume 1 is. Volume 2's subtitle, Transport to Oblivion. Love it, love it.
Of course it is.
Hey now. It's all G1 all the time, don't you know?
Hey, I'm just happy they went back to the well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Oh man, I'm telling you, like, me and Jesse and Ryan are doing the single issues for Transformers as they come out. But once those trades hit, you and I are going to have to tackle that, because I think you're going to like it. It's not Beast Wars, I know. And maybe, hopefully, Skybound at some point. Well, as we're recording this, folks, talk about bearing the lead. April 22nd, 1996, we are 2 years away from this. This is the 28th anniversary since Beast Wars came out. So we are 2 years away from 30th anniversary of Beast Wars. You know they're going to do something for Beast Wars in 2 years.
I definitely know they will, and I'm excited mm-hmm. when that does happen.
Absolutely. Continuing on with Skybound's Energon Universe, this is all about the Free Comic Book Day 2024 special, and we have three additional covers here. The three covers, one is an Energon Universe G.I. Joe cover. The other one, I think, what is this one? That would be another G.I. Joe one. And then the third one is Rodimus, or Hot Rod, whichever they're wanting to use. But I absolutely love that. That is awesome. So that's going to be really cool. I'm looking forward to getting that Free Comic Book Day issue this year. That's going to be fun. So there's that. And then we have more Skybound. This is their June 2024 solicitations. Now, folks, why am I doing June's solicitations and not May's or April's or whatever? Well, we're in the almost at the end of April, and I think I did May's solicitations last time that we did one of these episodes. So that's why you're getting June and July. So we got Transformers number 9. And we got Void Rivals number 10. So Transformers, the wars on Cybertron and Earth converge in ways that the Autobots and Decepticons never expected. Dun, dun, dun. And then everyone should be checking out Void Rivals. I love what Skybound has done with this, because it's telling a unique and new story for readers, because it's creating new characters, it's a whole new universe. At the same time, we are getting various Transformers fan favorite characters like teased or introduced or kind of thing into the Skybound Transformers universe, so, or the Energon universe as they call it. But Void Rivals number 10, Secrets of the Sacred Ring Revealed. Void Rivals finally puts the Energon in the corner of the Energon universe, in their corner of the Energon universe. So, very, very fun. That's June. And then in July, we have Transformers number 10 and Void Rivals number 11. Shockwave's plan revealed. Can the Autobots recover from their latest loss in time to save everyone? Dun dun dun. And then for Void Rivals number 11, War in the Wastelands. Zertonian forces have caught up to Derek and Salila, but thankfully they have a little Cybertronian help. Springer to the rescue. Oh god.
The home wrecker.
Wrecker. Yep. Fucking home wrecker. So yeah, that'll be coming in July for the Transformers comic stuff. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Like I said before, I'm looking forward to seeing Transformers 1 when it hits digital.
Yeah, I'll probably do the same. It's not one I'm going to rush out.
Nope, nope, nope. Not really. Anything? Well, let's do a little quick ad break. So we'll be right back, folks, right after this.
Kirby! Aren't you finished painting that yet? There's a pile up a mile wide behind you. What's eating you, boy?
I just don't like to make toys.
No, well, if that's all... What?
Do we want to bring up Hasbro? They don't want to make toys.
Kirby doesn't want to make toys.
Oh, you bastard.
What?
You don't like to make toys? What?
No.
Kirby doesn't like to make toys. Do you mind telling me what you do want to do?
Well, sir, someday I'd like to be a dentist.
Hasbro doesn't want to make toys.
I mean, it fits.
Finish the job or you're fired.
Just an old guy talking about old toys. It's me, Willie, from the Toy Tube Podcast. I talk about toys from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, few 90s, and some mixtures of other toys in there as well. If you'd like to hear me talk about some old toys in podcast form, I'm available on Apple, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Just like an infectious earworm, I'm all over the place. If you like to see videos on old toys and old retro games, check out my YouTube channel at Arcade USA. Thanks for listening.
Hey guys, this is Mason. I just wanted to hop in here and tell you about my YouTube channel, Wasatch Pop. Essentially, it's dedicated to everything pop culture and collectibles, but I like to really focus on Funko Pops and obviously the other things that I enjoy and collect. But I like to go out on hunts to different stores to see if I can track down the things that I am looking for. And I also like to do a little bit of twist where I go to like thrift stores, garage sales, try to find things, you know, to fund my collection in order to not spend a ton of money. I also go to different events, stores, conventions, and if that's something that interests you, definitely be sure to subscribe and hope to see you over on the channel.
Hello, all sentient beings. Want the latest on everything going on in the Transformers multiverse? Check out the Transmissions Podcast Network. We've got weekly podcasts covering everything from Alpha Trion to Omega Supreme, from old school G1 all the way up to Cyberverse and beyond. And you don't want to miss Empire of Rust, the world's first and only Transformers live play role-playing game podcast. If you love Transformers, there's something for everyone at transmissionspodcast.com.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toybox Soapbox, 6-0 and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
All right, folks, we're back, and yes, Herbie, you can be a dentist if you want to, but Hasbro, you have to want to sell toys.
Yeah, apparently they don't.
Well, I'll link this in the show notes, folks, because it is the source. We watched the Clownfish TV video where that's where the Hasbro doesn't want to sell toys or doesn't want to deal with toys or doesn't want to be a toy company or whatever the headline was from Clownfish TV where Neon and Geeky Sparkles were talking about this. And I dove deeper into the video, and basically what it boils down to is Hasbro is going to make all the collector stuff in-house, like the God Jinrise and the Super Jinrise and all the stuff for us adults, and all the kids' stuff is going to be licensed out to licensees and other places and other whatever, like Playmates, which is the essential thing that I got here. And hey, if that's going to help Hasbro, I guess I'm for it. I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest, because it sounds more like, to me, like Hasbro wants to be an IP holder.
Oh, they definitely do.
And not necessarily be on the hook to produce anything. Because, I mean, yeah, they have Masterpiece stuff, but a lot of it's way too pricey out of normal people's price range. And, like, I mean, point in case, they've completely outsourced Power Rangers to Playmates.
Playmates, yep.
Which is why they discontinued the Lightning Collection. Now, mind you, I started my Lightning Collection in August. Yep. And I've missed out on the Master Morpher. I've printed my Morpher. This particular version's not great. I'm probably going to try another attempt. Well, the files were free, so I kind of know what I'm looking for, and I just haven't found it even in the paid prints yet. But that being said, I would have loved to have gotten my hands on a Master Morpher or gotten my hands on the Remaster Red because, one, the helmet wasn't squished and like the belt was the proper color, and then it came with the dragon armor. Well, because Hasbro discontinued it, I became more adamant about making sure mine printed. Because I did get a file for like $2 or something, and I was like, all right, well, let's try it again. And so, like, I printed the first one, it didn't print right, and I painted it, and it kind of looked like crap. And I was like, well, for now, I'll just put it on my Green Ranger so it doesn't look naked without the armor.
Right.
And I printed the armbands with, because I have gold filament now, and I attached those, and then I printed another armor where I cut it in half. And that printed pretty decent. And then I glued it together, and then I put it on to begin with, and then it kind of looked off. So I put it on my MMPR Red Ranger when I got that, and then I printed two more versions of the armor all complete, but print like flipped it on its side so that it would print vertically instead of like the horizontally, and printed a little bit of a blemish on the first one because it stuck to the print bed, and then I lightened something, and then the second one printed perfect. So I've printed four copies of it successfully, but one is perfect. One is perfect.
There you go.
And that is on my Green Ranger. My split one is on my Red, and then I have the other one sitting on the shelf that I'll probably put on my Black Ranger, and then the other one's just showing that the original looked like crap. But it's got like a nice metallic sheen to it, and with the filament color, I didn't have to paint it, I didn't have to do anything. It just looks great. So like, I've printed my own Master Morpher. The gold looks pretty spot on to the original, like the official one. I mean, there's some blemishes obviously because it's a 3D print, right. But
yeah.
But I mean, it looks shiny like the actual thing. You know, not quite as chromed out, but it's got a nice shine to it. I'll probably glue this one together because it's kind of a brick. It's supposed to be able to open and close, but regardless. But yeah, I mean, so I've been experimenting with it, trying stuff out, and but yeah, Hasbro completely shut down the line. Like, everybody had stuff pre-ordered. They started ordering, and like, I mean, I had the Red Remaster pre-ordered in like November, and it was supposed to come out in like January, and then the email came out and said February. Then it came out and said June. Then it came out and said, yeah, fourth quarter 2024. And then
it came out and said, nope.
and now I'm seeing reports everywhere saying, well, the line's dead because Playmates is going to make the new line. And basically anybody that had the original Lightning Collection is kind of just SOL at this point. And I was like, well, that sucks. But I got everything I was looking for in that line, so it wasn't terrible from that perspective. But I definitely feel the pain that that people are running into with collecting, because it seems like Hasbro, like, and granted, I'm in both the Transformers and the Power Ranger community, as far as right. like the toys and as far as those things, the Power Ranger community is livid that Hasbro bought them.
Yeah.
Like, because they feel like, yes, the proportions are correct on the Lightning Collection, like, of the right. characters. But they got mad in the sense that they kept double dipping on MMPR and not showing any love to the other lines. Which, that's kind of Hasbro's MO. Like, Tommy is, like, the Optimus Prime of Power Rangers. Like,
Yes, he is.
Anytime there's a Tommy figure, yeah, they're going to maximize that any way they can. They forced a Red Ranger repurchase to get the armor for the Green Ranger. It was, yeah. I mean, they remolded some heads here or there, redid a paint job here or there. Like, the remaster is probably the most true copy of some of them. They purposely bundled certain ones so you couldn't get them unless you bought the other. So, I mean, they were very strategic and kind of douchey with how they did it. But again, that's Hasbro's MO, and that was kind of infuriating to a lot of fans. And I just was like, look, I've been in the Transformers community for decades, and we've been getting hosed like this for years. So it's like, welcome to the club. And I definitely felt their pain, because the quality control on these things are, depending on what you purchased, the original Lightning Collection figures stand better than the later ones, and the remasters don't stand at all.
Oh no.
You have to really carefully position those feet, and all the joints are loose. Like, they went for like a with the remaster, they changed how the hinges work, so you don't see the little pegs that go between the, you know, like the knee joints or the elbow joints that go from one side to the other. They're all internal, like friction joints, and so while it looks nicer, they don't really hold. So people are like apprehensive of Playmates taking it over. And I said, look, think what you will of Playmates. Yes, some of their stuff looks kind of looks bad, but their quality control, their price points are great. Their quality control is great. They actually like to make diversity in characters. So, like, you're not getting the same, like, you're not getting like 50 Leonardos. you're getting a nice mixture of good guys and bad guys, and, you know, just different variations from different renditions. So, like, I could definitely see them putting the effort into making different stuff. Plus, Playmates is also known for creating not only the vessels that the characters happen to, you know, traverse, and whether it's Star Trek or Ninja Turtles, but they both make, like, their accessories and the bases. So, like, Star Trek made the Enterprise D bridge and made the transporter and made, you know, their various shuttlecrafts and, you know, stuff that they could actually go in. And Ninja Turtles made, like, the sewer, and they made the van and the blimp and the, you know, so, I mean, they've made a multitude of different things. I could see this working well for that community, because Playmates cares to make things people actually want. It's whether the stores will carry it, because, like, the Star Trek line was few and far between at, like, Target and Walmart stores. Like, they had a tiny subsection. They were kind of shelf warming because they made characters. They made the mistake that Hasbro does. They put out characters that everybody already has, and they were inferior to the originals. Like, yeah, the face sculpts were better in some cases, but the paint decor, like, I have the 1994 Star Trek Generations Captain Kirk, and then I have the Star Trek Wrath of Khan Captain Kirk from the Playmates line that just came out, like, 2-3 years ago. The differences, like, the new ones are like half a centimeter taller. They're a little bit more thinned out. They have more posability, but the paint decor on them, it kind of feels cheap, and the face sculpts kind of look cheap, and So I mean, you got some upgrades with some downgrades there, and I kind of was looking at them like, I don't know, like I still prefer the originals to these new ones, and you can get them for like a dime a dozen on eBay. Like, so I'm hopeful, but I mean, they did do pretty well with the Ninja Turtle stuff. So again, I'm kind of hopeful to see what happens, but I'm not going to hold my breath, because, I mean, Hasbro still gets a say. Playmates is going to make what they're going to make, and one can only hope that they kind of take the ball and run with it and see where they go.
I mean, like I said, from watching the video and from reading the articles that they were looking at, that Geeky and Neon were looking at, it sounds to me like Hasbro is only offloading the kids' stuff. Mm-hmm. They're not offloading a masterpiece or the. I mentioned this, I don't know, last year, maybe, in one of our episodes. I'm on Instagram a lot. I'm not posting a lot, but I'm basically doom scrolling through reels half the time. And I saw in one of the Transformers official Instagram account stories, kids, tell your parents to go get you a Tarn today. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I know who Tarn is. Everybody else my age who has read the IDW comics knows who Tarn is. Most parents, unless they've read the IDW comics, and most kids today are not going to know who the hell Tarn is. And I personally don't think Tarn is a character that any child should have in a toy collection, because that is not a good... Like, he's a bad guy, but he's a really, 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 really despicable bad guy. Like, oh my god, close to Shockwave bad guy.
Mm.
Kind of thing. And I'm sitting here thinking, Hasbro, what are you thinking? So maybe this is a good thing where, yes, Playmates has Turtles, and Turtles is kind of for everybody for the most part. I mean, there are certain parts of Turtles that are for us older people who grew up with it, and then there are certain parts of Turtles who are for the kids of today, which is fine. But maybe this will allow Hasbro to give us what we want. What we
you never know. And I hope that by using Playmates, that we actually get, you know, more variety. I would love to see them do more variety, but I would also love to see them, you know, come out with, I don't know, I would love to have gotten the Morpher instead of having it, you know, limited edition, like, and then been like, oh, well, you're SOL.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing them as a teenager and as a kid, and I'm like, I don't have any money to buy this. And they were like, you know, they weren't that expensive, but it was like, I was living without income and without paychecks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I even to this day, like, I would love nothing more than to get one of the Morphers. But, I mean, I could get one if I don't want, like, I could get the, like, the Pink Ranger one, or I could get, you know, the Yellow Ranger one, because BBTS has them. But I don't want that. Like, if they had the Red Ranger, yeah, sure. I would, you know, I would just be happy to have that one. And but I mean, I really want the Master Morpher, but that ship has sailed with Hasbro, unless they decide, because it's a collector item, they're like, hey, we're gonna re-release this so we can hose everybody.
Well, that was the other thing about that video from Clownfish TV, was about how with this new collaboration or team up or whatever they're calling it, basically, Hasbro is going to focus on Hasbro Pulse direct-to-market collectors. Kind of, Hasbro Pulse is kind of like the Matty Collector. Here's hoping Hasbro Pulse doesn't have the same issues as Matty Collector.
They shoot for the wallet?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, I wouldn't mind having one of the helmets, but honestly, I don't really need it. And to me, like, I've got the figures I want. I just want the Master Morpher at this point. Like, I didn't even get their Megazord because I was reading the... Like, I was watching a lot of Transformers reviewers that also do Power Ranger stuff because, I mean, robots. And I was even watching people that do the different renditions of the Dino Megazord reviews just to see quality differences and things like that. And it kind of boiled down to price for a lot of them. And then there were some that were better versions than others. And I was like, okay, what size are these? What are, you know, what is the real estate that it's going to take up? And then I ended up finding like a knockoff one that is actually the same height as the Lightning Collection characters when it's all put together. And I was like, I mean, it's small, but it's a small combiner, but it turns into a, you know, robot the size of them. And I'm like, it takes up, you know, half or like a third of the real estate of one of the regular ones. And it was similar price, but like the quality on it is pretty stinking nice. So, I mean, it was kind of like a, we've gotten to this point in toy culture too, that the knockoffs are better than the actuals and they're cheaper too. So yeah, I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic.
There you go. Really optimistic.
Yes.
Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so. I'm still working on, I got to get back to my, Transmetal 2 Megatron, and I'm in progress of, I've got a couple of parts printed for my, Beast Machines Megatron. So
very cool. Very cool.
I've got part of his lower arm printed in some cases and some of the joints, but I'm still trying to configure the files in a way that they print without issue.
Oh no.
Well, it depends like how you position them, I've discovered.
Yeah.
Which I figured out with some of the, you know, like the trying to print the Green Ranger armor. It depends on how you print the part.
Yes.
So I'm hoping to get more of that printed soon. I probably got like 20 parts left or at least like 15, and the cloak part of it's going to take the longest because it's one continuous piece. So I'll probably chop it so I can cut the time down and just glue it together later. But yeah, the rest of it's going to be nice when it works.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I think we will most definitely, probably, depending on what is revealed, we will have another episode next week of All Things Transformers, because again, as of this recording on the 28th anniversary of Beast Wars, we are 3 days away from the next Transformers live stream.
Ooh.
I think I saw something about April 25th being another live stream thing.
Could be.
I don't have the episode. I don't have the information in front of me, and the Hasbro Pulse YouTube channel doesn't have anything scheduled currently. That's what I love about people that do live videos on YouTube. They can create a schedule for themselves. You know what I mean? Where you can look at their channel and be like, "Oh, this is coming this day at this time. That's awesome." Not some YouTube channels don't do it, and a lot of them do it when they do it. So. But yeah, I think we are having a this Thursday, because it's Transformers Thursday. I mean, we had the whole like 4 weeks in March. So who knows?
Who knows?
But I think that's going to do it for us. Anything else before you run to the closing, sir?
I don't think so.
All right, get us out of here.
So thank you, as always, for listening to All Things Transformers. I've been your host, Steve Megatron, with TFG1 Mike. And you can, of course, interact with us and the show on the website, which hopefully everybody notices a considerable speed boost. You can also interact with us on this post on Facebook. And until next time, transform and transcend.
Transform and roll out.
Autobots,
roll out.
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.